I want to spend a few shiurim now looking at the mitzvah of tefillin, and I want to start by speaking about the time of day when a person should lay tefillin. So the Gemara in Masechet Menachot, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Bet, and it's in Masechet Menachot that most of the sugyot to do with the mitzvah of tefillin come up. The Gemara quotes the pasuk at the end of Parashat Bo, "V'shamartai tachukazot miyamim liyamima," that this is at the end of the parasha dealing with the mitzvah of tefillin, and it says, "You shall observe this statute for all time." So there's a machloket in the Gemara as to exactly what that pasuk is referring to. Is it referring to the mitzvah of tefillin, which has just immediately been discussed, or is it referring to the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, which is the broader context of that parasha? So according to Rabbi Akiva, it's speaking only about the Korban Pesach. But according to Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, we understand it as talking about the mitzvah of tefillin, and he darshans yamim, the fact that it says days in the pasuk, that excludes nights, and the fact that it says miyamim, which can be interpreted as meaning some days, that excludes Shabbat and Yom Tov. Rabbi Akiva, on the other hand, thinks that nighttime you can lay tefillin, and Shabbat and Yom Tov is excluded from another pasuk, the fact that it says, V'hayula'ot al yadacha, it shall be a sign for you, the tefillin, and we only lay a sign when we don't have another sign, but Shabbat itself is an ot, and therefore we don't need two signs. So how do we pasken? So in actual fact, it's a machloket in the Rishonim. According to the Rambam, in Perek Dalad, Halacha Yud of Hilchot Tefillin, he paskens, like Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, that you lay tefillin during the day and not at night. However, most Rishonim, Tosfot, Rif, Rosh, and indeed the overwhelming majority of the Rishonim, pasken like Rabbi Akiva, that min ha-Torah you can lay tefillin at night, or perhaps you even should wear tefillin at night, but the Rabbanan made a gezeira that we shouldn't lay tefillin at night in case a person falls asleep wearing them. And with tefillin, you mustn't have hesech hadat, you mustn't be distracted from them, you mustn't be thinking about other things, and also there's a concern that a person might break wind. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Lamed Se'if Bet paskens, like most Rishonim, that Laila is Zaman Tefillin, that in theory one can lay Tefillin at night, but in practice we don't do so. So we only lay Tefillin in the morning, and we're told that you lay Tefillin Misheiret Chaveiro Berichuk Daladamot V'yakirenu, when you can see an acquaintance at a distance of 4 amot, and you can recognise them. Obviously, we're talking about in a place where there's no light pollution, so it's daytime already, the sun has started rising, it's still beneath the horizon, it's light enough that you can recognise a casual acquaintance from this distance. Prior to that, one shouldn't lay tefillin, and this is a challenge that we sometimes face in the winter when sunrise is quite late. Sunrise is after 8 o'clock in the morning, and the zman of Mishayakir isn't till something like 6:15 in the morning, and people who are davening in early minyanim, so generally speaking they tend to put on their tefillin at a later stage of the davening, they tend to put them on just before baruchu rather than at the beginning of the tefillah, because already by baruchu it's zman Mishayakir. In any event, the Achronim discuss the case of a person who has to be at work very, very early in the morning and is at work all day and is going to be unable to lay tefillin at work. What should they do? So Rav Moshe Feinstein in Chelek Aleph Siman Yud has a tshuva about this, and he refers us to the Gemara, refers us to the Shulchan Aruch, which talks about a person who has to go on a journey early in the morning, and they have to lay tefillin before they set off because they're not going to be able to put on tefillin whilst they're travelling. So they lay tefillin before they set off, and they wear their tefillin for the duration of the journey. But they put them on before Alot HaShachar, before it gets light in the morning, and then they'll touch their tefillin and say the bracha once it gets light. So he says this indicates that once you're up and about, you can actually lay tefillin, because we're not worried that you'll fall asleep in them. And then based on this, he says, in our case, and the person's got no other alternative, he should lay tefillin early in the morning before he goes out to work. And he says, in actual fact, he can even say a bracha, relying on the view of Rabbeinu Peretz that you can say a bracha at night. Why does he say that you should say a bracha? He says, because people who are not Talmidei Chachamim, if you're told, they're told not to say a bracha, then they won't think the mitzvah is serious, and they might come to be mezalzel in the mitzvah, they might come not to lay tefillin, and therefore it's better that they should rely on the view of Rabbeinu Peretz, and that will ensure that they lay tefillin. And that way, they can make sure they fulfill the mitzvah every day of wearing tefillin. Rav Moshe Sternbach in Tshuva, in Tshuvot Bahanagot, Chelek Aleph, also addresses this this question, and he says the same, but that they shouldn't say a bracha, but they should still lay tefillin before it gets light in the morning. He also says that a person should be brave and put on tefillin at work and not be embarrassed, but that's obviously not necessarily possible for everybody. It's easy to say that, but depending on the work circumstances and the people that one's working alongside and the environment, etc., that might not always be feasible or realistic. But certainly in the case of a person who really doesn't have an opportunity to lay tefillin at work, they should do so early in the morning before they go. But if they can, even if it's going to be in the afternoon that they lay tefillin, that would be better than laying it really early in the morning. Adkan.